Everything here is temporal and has its end. Childhood ends, structured education ends, marriages, careers, even life itself, they all end. Something in my life must be bigger than this life itself. Something so much bigger, something all-encompassing, someone. How big is this? John 11, 25 and 26, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? I buried my father. My grandfather is dead. My great-grandfather, etc., all the way back to Adam, is dead. They, even as I am, were and are all temporal. 2 Corinthians 4:18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Without something bigger than this life, the mortal condition is not a pretty picture, but there is a glorious hope. The born again have found that all-encompassing someone who's bigger than life itself, and his name is Jesus Christ. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Would you like to possess something that will last forever, ever, even eternal life in Christ? Today you can have the salvation that breaks all of life's bondages and fills your life with joy and hope. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Genesis chapter 10, verse 1, Now these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and unto them were sons born after the flood. God said, Genesis 10, verse 32, These are the families of the sons of Noah after their generations in their nations, and by these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. God said, John chapter 10, verse 35, And the scripture cannot be broken. God said, Psalms 19, 9, The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Man said, The Bible's hand-me-down historical record is not even closely reliable, and its miraculous pronouncements are simply lies. Now the record. Thank you for visiting today. This is God Said, Man Said feature article 670 that will once again prove the supernatural inerrancy of the Word of God. All of these features are archived here in text and streaming audio for your edification and as bait for the fishers of men. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. There are three convenient features on God Said, Man Said that many have found very useful. One, you have questions, God has answers. Whatever your question, type a keyword in the search bar top right and watch the screen populate with related information from Adam and Eve to quantum physics. Two, use the tell a friend feature above to send a message to someone you love. It's so quick and easy. 3. Imagine you can download to your electronic device nearly 170 hours of God Said, Man Said features. Listen to one every day. We are honored by your presence. May our God's face shine upon you with light and truth. Many years ago, I was asked to speak to married couples at a Chicago congregation. The meeting was to take place in a couple of hours, and I was still in a quandary on what to say. I asked God for direction, and my Bible fell open to these marvelous verses, Proverbs chapter 22, verses 20 and 21. Have not I written to thee excellent things and counsels and knowledge, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee? How magnificent! The certainty of the words of truth. It's essential to know the certainty because where there is doubt, the mountain won't move. Can you imagine that a biblical definition of sin is unbelief? Romans 14:23, For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. God commands us in 1 Thessalonians 5:21, Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Our absolutes must be absolutely absolute. The first five books of the Bible are called the Pentateuch. The Greek word penta means five, and toukos means vessel or container. Theological minimalists, if they will in fact acknowledge Moses as the writer, claim that the information in the first five books was a hand-me-down, lips-to-ear, oral record, and that the account is littered with errors. Many academics discount it entirely. Regardless of the skepticism and constant carping, the Word of God stands to the test of all its challengers. It reigns supreme. It cannot be broken. The Pentateuch was penned by Moses, but it was authored by God, who was the hands-on eyewitness of all that occurred, whose recall is impeccably inerrant. God said Manzit has published exciting information about one of the world's oldest historic geographical documents known as the Table of Nations found in Genesis chapter 10. Timothy Osterholm, in his work, The Table of Nations and the Origin of Races, writes, "We can also factually claim that wherever its statements can be sufficiently tested, Genesis 10 of the Bible has been found completely accurate, resulting partly from linguistic studies, partly from archaeology, and more recently still from the findings of physical anthropologists who are, to this day, recovering important clues to lines of migration in ancient historical times. As implied in verse 32 of Genesis 10, this table includes everybody, meaning that so-called fossil man, primitive peoples, ancient and modern, and modern man are all derived from Noah's three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. As archaeologist William Albright noted, it, the Bible, remains an astonishingly accurate document and shows such remarkably modern understanding of the ethnic and linguistic situation in the modern world in spite of all its complexity that scholars never fail to be impressed with its knowledge of the subject." End of quote. Moses writes the historical record in Genesis chapter 10 approximately 800 years after the first account that is mentioned. The chances of an accurate lips-to-ear report passed down over 800 years is nil. Answers in Genesis writer Bodie Hodge weighs in on the Table of Nations. "Noah and royal genealogies of Europe. The Bible in Genesis 10 gives an outline of family groups that left Babel. These people moved throughout the world and populated virtually every continent. Historians have commented on genealogical records in the past and other ancient documents on the origins of various people. These genealogies seem to connect prominent modern houses and royal lines with the Table of Nations listed in the Bible. In these genealogies, Noah is found on the top of the list on many of these documents, some of which feature various spellings such as Noah, N-O-E, N-O-A, Noah, and Noah, N-O-A-H. One historian discovered a relationship between the ancient name of Shaph and the biblical Japheth. This seems reasonable as Japheth has traditionally been seen as the ancestor of the European nations. Most of the European genealogies researched have a variant of Shaph, with the exception of the Irish genealogies, which still use the name Japheth. Anglo-Saxon chronologies feature six royal houses. An 8th century Roman historian, Nennius, developed a table of nations of the lineages of the many European people groups from Noah's son Japheth. He came with Gauls, Goths, Bavarians, Saxons, and Romans. Though it repeats the Goths in two separate areas, Nennius's chart bears strong similarities to the history that Josephus recorded as well as the Bible's Table of Nations. However, there are clearly enough differences to show that it was neither a copy from the biblical text nor from the Jewish historian Josephus. Chinese records also describe Noah with three sons, Lo Han, Lo Shen, and Japhu, according to Miatsu people of China. Although original documents of ancient sources sometimes no longer exist and one has to rely on quotes from other ancient books, it is interesting how in many places we find similarities to the Table of Nations given in the Bible. They find Noah's grandsons' names. They're just everywhere. History abounds with names that are reused. Names of places become names of people. Names of people become names of places. After the flood, several of Noah's descendants were named for places prior to the flood. Despite any changes, however, the names of post-flood regions, cities, rivers, or languages should be similar to the names of those leaving Babel. One would be surprised how often these names appear. The following table lists some of these. The header reads, Noah's descendants' names reflected around the globe. Example, name, Aramaic, descendant of Noah, Aram. What is it? Language that came out of Babel and still survives, likely with changes down the ages. Some short parts of the Bible are written in Aramaic. Jesus spoke it on the cross when he said, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. Name, Cush, descendant of Noah, Cush. And here's what it is. Ancient name of Ethiopia. In fact, people in Ethiopia still call themselves Cushites to this very day. Name, Medes, descendant of Noah, Medai. What is it? People group often associated with the Persians. Name, Ashkenaz, descendant of Noah, Ashkenaz. What is it? Still the Hebrew name for Germany. Name, Galaic Gaul or Galatia. Descendant of Noah, Gomer. What is it? These regions are the old names for an area in modern Turkey, France, and northwestern Spain, respectively, where Gomer is said to have lived. His family lines continue to spread across southern Europe. The book of Galatians by Paul was written in the church to the church of Galatia. Name, Gomeraj, a descendant of Noah, Gomer. What is it? This is the old name for the Welsh language on the British Isles from their ancestor Gomer, whose ancestors began to populate the isle from the main line. Name, Javan, descendant of Noah, Javan. What is it? This is still the Hebrew name for Greece. His sons, Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodonim, still have reference to places in Greece. For example, Paul, the author who penned much of the New Testament, was from the region of Tarshish and a city called Tarsus. Jeremiah mentions Kittim in Jeremiah and is modern-day Cyprus and other nearby ancient regions that now have varied names such as Chittim, Sidus, Cilicia. The Greeks worship Jupiter, Dodanius, from Japheth, Dodanum. The Elysians were ancient Greek people. Name, Meshech, or Moscow, descendant of Noah, Meshech. Meshech is the old name for Moscow, Russia, and one region called the Meshech Lowland still holds the original name today. Name, Canaan, descendant of Noah, Canaan. What is it? The region of Palestine that God removed from the Canaanites for their sin and gave as an inheritance to the Israelites, beginning with the conquest of Joshua. It is often termed the Holy Land and is where modern-day Israel resides. Name, Elamites, descendant of Noah, Elam. This was the old name for the Persians prior to Cyrus. Name, Assyria, descendant of Noah, Asher. What is it? Asher is still the Hebrew name for Assyria. Name, Hebrew, descendant of Noah, Eber. What is it? This people group and language was once named for Eber. Abraham was a Hebrew, and the bulk of the Old Testament is written in Hebrew. Name, Taurus, descendant of Noah, Tarshish. What is it? A mountain range in Turkey. Tanis is the old name of the Don River flowing into the Black Sea. Name, Mizraim, descendant of Noah, Mizraim. What is it? This is still the Hebrew name for Egypt. God's word is true and accurate in every detail, miracles and all, and his truth never changes. God's word is a place to build a life that will last forever. God said, Genesis 10, verse 1, Now these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and unto them were sons born after the flood. God said, Genesis 10, 32, These are the families of the sons of Noah, after their generations, in their nations, and by these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. God said, John chapter 10, 35, And the scripture cannot be broken. God said, Psalms 19:9, The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Man said, The Bible's hand-me-down historical record is not even closely reliable, and its miraculous pronouncements are simply lies. Now you have the record.